last report to the General Council in May, the TNC has met informally on two occasions to review and discuss developments in the DDA negotiations. The more frequent rhythm of meetings of this material body is in line with my undertaking to delegations at the March stocktaking, in light of the beginning of a new dynamic which has recently characterized the DDA negotiations. I believe that we need to continue with these regular meetings in the interests of transparency and inclusiveness. At the informal TNC earlier this week, members engaged in a useful collective assessment of the state of play in the DDA negotiations and mapped together the next steps in the autumn. I also provided delegations with a short overview of my recent activities and meetings, external as well as internal. I will not repeat the whole of my statement to the TNC, which has been circulated to members, but with your permission, I will highlight only a few main points. I reported on my message to and impressions from the G20 heads of state and government in Toronto. My message to ministers and to leaders in Toronto was simple. Existing the crisis means that growth is needed to create jobs without greater strains on national budgets, and that trade offers this. And second, concluding the round has to be an integral part of the G20 coordinator strategy to move forward. The impression that I took away from the substantial G20 discussion on the DDA was one of realism. The gaps remain on the right level of ambition and on the right balance in the contribution by members, but also one of determination that there is an overall desire to move the DDA negotiations to a conclusion as soon as possible, consistent with the mandate and based on the progress already made. Since the March stocktaking, the Geneva process has been working according to the cocktail approach that the membership endorsed at that time. This process and its ingredients, smaller groups in variable geometry, bilateral contacts, my own consultations, have been working more intensively and with purpose. Of course, these ingredients have to be given space and time, but there is a general agreement that their ultimate purpose is to energize the multilateral process into which they must feed. And all my recent contacts, as well as the large majority of interventions at the informal TNC, have made it crystal clear that the core of the DDA negotiations remains the multilateral process, i.e. the negotiating groups and the trade negotiation committee. At the informal TNC earlier this week, I provided members with a brief outline of the state of play in each of the negotiating areas, as well as an insight into the process for work after the summer break. This process met with wide support from delegations. Looking ahead to our work after the summer break and the challenges in the last quarter of this year, I detected energy in the membership and the belief that these various processes in place in Geneva can lead to moving from process to tackle substantive issues. As I said on Tuesday, in keeping with the cocktail analogy, I believe we have the ingredients for our drink of choice. The mood music has become a bit more upbeat, and it is time that we start shaking the cocktail. Before I conclude, Mr. Chairman, let me also say a few words on recent trade developments and on aid for trade, despite the fact that these fall outside the DDA. As you are well aware, my latest report reviewing trade and trade-related development in the period from November 2009 to mid-May this year was circulated in document WT/TPR/OV/W/3. At the informal meeting of the TPRB on July 8th, I cautioned that although we had started witnessing encouraging news illustrating economic recovery in many parts of the world, particularly in emerging countries, the world economy was not completely out of the woods. Concerns about the fragility of recovery, persistence of high unemployment levels, and growing public finance difficulties in some economies remained, and these are some of the challenges not only for the global economy, but also for the multilateral trading system. And I urged vigilance to ensure that our system continued to serve as an insurance policy against the resurgence of protectionism in difficult times. You all know that leaders around the world, including at the Toronto G20 summit, have reaffirmed and extended previous commitments to resisting protectionism, and also their request for continued monitoring and quarterly reporting. This is encouraging, and my next report on these issues is scheduled for early November. On aid for trade, work on this front is advancing well, and we need to ensure that we can sustain these efforts. A series of meetings at the regional and at the national level have taken place during the first half of this year, and it is encouraging that ministers and leaders around the world, including the APEC, the G20, the Caribbean Community, the African Union, have urged that the momentum on aid for trade should be maintained. And the call to accelerate regional projects on aid for trade is also encouraging. The enhanced integrated framework, which is the special aid for trade vehicle for LDCs, is also now up and running and focusing on concrete deliverables on the ground. So there's good reasons to be proud of the progress we've achieved, but we must not rest on our laurels. We now need to show the positive effect of our collective endeavor, and this is why we must place reporting and outcomes and impact at the core of this third global review of aid for trade a year from now, in July 2011. For us to sustain progress, we need to be able to report on impacts, on outcomes, if positive, to maintain funding, if less positive, to correct trajectory. 2 months from now, we will be gathering in New York for the UN Millennium Development Goals Summit to look at progress achieved in combating poverty, the strengthening of the multilateral trading system through the conclusion of the DDA, and aid for trade are the contributions that the WTO has to make to this goal. And I hope we can collectively respond to this challenge. This concludes my report today to the General Counsel. Thank you for your attention.